Now, trying for a baby is exciting, but it can also be a stressful and overwhelming time for couples. Now, men are being encouraged to share in this journey with their partners more than ever, following a nationwide study. I'm joined now by Dr. Sarah Jarvis to tell us more. Hello there.
Hello there.
So, tell us a bit more about what the study revealed then.
Well, this was a study by Clear Blue to mark the launch of their connected ovulation test system, and it was inspired by some research which showed that including both partners in what they called reproductive health discussions, to you and me, that shall we have a baby, was really crucial for a healthy pregnancy, but also important for positive outcomes later on down the line for both parents and for baby. So the idea here is we want to take this conversation a little bit further. We've already got lots of men who are saying, actually, I want to be involved in my baby's life. I don't want to be the bloke where when someone says, how are the kids, says, I don't know, ask the wife. I want to be a hands-on dad. But actually, we're saying there's an awful lot to be said for taking things further back and for you being involved, not just in trying for a baby, but before you try for a baby, in that decision about what can we do to make the best chance of when we try for a baby, it all going smoothly.
So what kind of things should we do then in preparation for this then?
Well, firstly, you start thinking about before you come off contraception, before the woman comes off contraception or the couple stop using contraception, there's lots of things that both men and women can do. So for women, they're probably fairly obvious. It's hopefully they'll know by now it's all about things like taking folic acid, taking vitamin D, stopping alcohol, stopping smoking, getting your weight down to the ideal range and taking regular exercise. But actually lots of those things apply to men as well. So for instance, if you're a chap, then you can maximise your chance of getting your partner pregnant by stopping smoking, by reducing the amount of alcohol you drink, by getting your weight down, and by keeping your nether regions cooler by switching to boxers, perhaps, from using Y-fronts.
No Y-fronts?
No Y-fronts.
Oh, no.
No boxers all the way, I'm afraid.
I didn't know anybody still wore Y-fronts, to be honest.
Oh, golly, you'd be amazed. No, absolutely. Y-fronts are still big. And, of course, these days, you know, there's no natural cotton anymore. They've all got a bit of lycra in them to give some support. Well, I'm afraid the support may well be what's keeping you too warm.
All right, so it's that sensitive in some circumstances then?
It can be, and it can reduce the quality of your sperm as well as the quantity. So yes, it can make a difference. And going forward, we also need to think about, you know, okay, we're doing that. We're in tip-top shape, both of us. Now we're actually going to start trying. Well, this is where actually men can also be involved, because actually even women very often just don't know what's going on with their cycles when the best time to conceive is. About one in three women think you can get pregnant at any time in the cycle, and about one in five men believe the same. Well, although that's technically true, because certainly from the point of view of contraception, if it's absolutely essential you don't get pregnant, then we would say really there's virtually no time in the cycle when it's not theoretically possible. There's a huge difference between that and the best time to get pregnant. In other words, your peak fertility. So if you want to maximize the chance of hitting your peak fertility, as it were, then you need to know when you're ovulating.
And how do you know that then?
Well, there are lots of apps out there, but unfortunately it transpires that an awful lot of them are, frankly, even less good, actually, than tossing a coin, because there was a research study which looked at all the calendar apps. That included things like the Standard Length app and the Rhythm Formula and the calendar method. And they only had a 21% accuracy in terms of telling you when you were ovulating. Whereas some of the other methods, which actually use your hormones, so in other words, you pee onto a stick exactly as you would when you were known to whether or not you get pregnant, it can tell you when your LH surges, your luteinizing hormone surge. And in some cases, you also use an additional method. So you use the LH surge and you use the estrogen. And by doing that, you can get up to 4 days of peak fertility, the best days to try.
And I suppose if you're informed like that, it can take a little bit of the stress out of the situation as well.
Oh, absolutely. The whole point about pregnancy is that, you know, it shouldn't be a chore. And we plan for everything else, but we don't often plan for pregnancy. Or when we do try and get pregnant, it's a question of, okay, now I'm putting myself in the lap of the gods in terms of getting pregnant. So actually, I think it can take a lot of the stress out of it to know that you're stacking the odds in your favour. Now, we can't guarantee that any couple is going to conceive by using this sort of app. Really important that you recognise that. because sometimes there may be a problem. But, for instance, if you are using an app which tells you that you're not having an LH surge and you don't have one for several months, then that's actually a really good pointer that the two of you should be going in together. Because if somebody, if a woman comes in to see me about problems conceiving, the first thing I'll say is, where's your partner? Let's see both of you, because this has got to do with both of you.
And communication is crucial, isn't it, in all this?
Oh, absolutely crucial. Whether it's, you know, scrutinising your diary and working out when it's most likely you're going to need to make time for a date night, or whether it's actually talking to each other and being supportive. Because so many women come in and see me in my surgery and go, I haven't got pregnant. And I say, how long have you been trying? Well, we tried last month. And, you know, it just doesn't work like that. So having a couple who can be more realistic and understand what the likelihood is of getting pregnant over any given time period and when they need to start worrying, what they can do to maximise their chances, and perhaps give each other some support if it's not happening quite as quickly as they had assumed that it would. All of those things can be really important.
And where can you go to actually get some advice on this? Because, like you say, you hear a couple of us saying we've been trying for a baby for the last year. I mean, when do you draw the line and say, well, maybe we need some advice on this?
Well, for instance, you can get general advice about planning for pregnancy from somewhere like patient.info, or you can go on to uk.clearblue.com. But as a rule of thumb, if you are using something that tells you you're having a regular ovulation surge or a regular LH surge, so you are ovulating, then you can usually be pretty confident that if you've been trying for less than a year, your GP is not going to investigate it. But if you've been trying for more than a year, or if either one of you has been told in the past that something that happened to you might affect your fertility, whether that's pelvic inflammatory disease in a woman, whether it's surgery on the testicles in a man, then do go and see your GP sooner.
And I suppose in some cases the man's going to assume that it's perhaps just something in the woman's makeup that's not quite working, where it could quite easily be something on the man's side, couldn't it?
Absolutely, which is exactly why when a woman comes to see me and says, I think I might have a problem with my fertility, I've been trying to get pregnant, my immediate response is, no, not you, singular. You, plural, have been trying to get pregnant. So we do not. We'll do the basic investigations, but I would never refer a woman up to the hospital for more investigations of fertility without having checked out the man's fertility.
And is there any kind of evidence that having a stressful time like this, trying to conceive, can actually have a negative effect on the whole process after that, etc.?
Oh, absolutely there is, both for men and for women. Interestingly, it does seem that it can have an impact on the quality of your sperm, and it certainly appears to be able to have an impact on the likelihood of you conceiving. And one of the interesting things is, and I know this is anecdotal, there haven't been any studies of this, but certainly in 28 years I've been a GP, it's amazing how often I'll see a couple and they come in, they're really, really worked up, they're really anxious about it, and I'll go, okay, yep, don't worry about it, just forget about it while we do these tests and we'll take it from there. And then they come back the next month and go, yeah, didn't need the test, because actually while I was waiting for the blood test appointment, we've got pregnant.
Yeah, I mean, I've known of couples that have even gone as far as IVF, and then the treatment's finished, and it's like, well, we've just given up now, and then they fall pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I can't guarantee that, because, of course, there are going to be many cases where there is a physical cause, but quite often we can't find, I mean, it's not that there isn't a physical cause in these cases, but we don't know what it is, and there isn't an obvious physical cause, and that's called unexplained subfertility or unexplained infertility. And in cases like that, I would always say, yep, there is always a chance.
So just before you go, any couples here that are listening and thinking, right, okay, we're planning, we're thinking of having a baby, what would be the first steps you would recommend?
First thing is to start talking to each other, to work out what your priorities are, what you want from life when you want to get pregnant, and what you really hope for. Second is both of you together to get in tip-top shape. Thirdly, if really doesn't matter when you get pregnant and you just think, yep, it would be nice, but we're not really worried about it, then by all means go for it once you're taking your folic acid and doing all those other things. But if it's really important to you, maybe think about using a reliable app that can help you to predict when you would have the best chance to maximise your chance of getting pregnant in any month.
Well, it's something that we just take for granted, and yet, like everything, there's good ways and bad ways of going about this. Dr. Sarah,
welcome to my world as a doctor.
Dr. Sarah Jarvis, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your advice.
Thank you so much. Real pleasure. Bye-bye now.